This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's your world, Joe!
Joe Ostrowski.
Joe Ostrowski and Jordan Bernstein is our pre- and post-game host tonight. That's in there for strike one at Burnfield, I should say.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
This question is from Joe Ostrowski at 670 to score.
Tom and McHenry, what's going on?
Hey, Nick.
My name's Joe.
So, Ostrowski?
I'm Joe Ostrowski.
That being said, I hate Joe Ostrowski.
Co-host of Chicken Dinner.
Chicken Dinner back in 2026. The NFL playoffs are set. We're out well into the college football playoff. That's going to be a lot of fun. Sam, are we as fat as we were 365 days ago?
You know, if I had an over-under, it would have been about 13 and a half pounds, and I would have shaded the over. The over would have been minus 150. I stepped on the scale.
I don't want to.
Seven. That's it. Only seven. I think I figured it out. Here's the trick. You only eat one meal a day for the holidays. That's the trick.
How about six?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
Getting you ready for football wagering weekend.
Guys, it's usually pretty boring when the favorite ends up cashing, but the chalk won. Chris Ronji, the last to leave real-time sports last night.
Joe Ostrowski.
Yes, that's exactly the way you pronounce it.
Good Polish kid.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Joe Ostrowski is joining us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. I could not be happier to have Joe Ostrowski back on the Score airwaves. I think people know that I have like a ton of affection for him personally, but professionally, this is the guy. Joe has always been the guy here when it comes to sports betting. So Joe, thank you so much for joining us on Spiegel and Holmes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, man, I'm fired up, guys. Thank you so much. And, you know, all week I've been bothered. If you're scared, get a dog. If you're scared, go to church. This is what I wanted. And we've got all these people. You've already beaten them. Every time you play them, you've got a chance. It comes down to the very end. But people seem to be scared. Oh, we're in the playoffs. We're good now. We've got an excellent coach. We've got our quarterback. And now they're worried. Get out of here with that.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. And so, all right, so we got to get two turnovers. No problem. We can get two turnovers. What are the odds of getting two turnovers, by the way? It seemed pretty small. I don't even know if you know that, but like they're 9-0 when they get two turnovers. So we're hoping for big plays, Joe. That's got to make the difference.
Speaks all season long. It's been, well, you know, there's this luck factor. And that happens with sports and especially football with the number of turnovers. But I hear, oh, it's not sustainable. They can't keep doing this, can they? And they do. That's what's been amazing this year. A lot of times in betting, you can within a year. You can keep doing that. And we saw that. Lawrence, you covered it on a regular basis with Lovey. Sometime there are teams and there are ways of teaching where, and you talk to Peanut all the time as well, where it is kind of sustainable. A lot of Steelers teams have done that for a number of years. And maybe the Bears are able to do that. Now that they're going against a quarterback that has not turned the ball over very much, but it's been a huge key to the success of the Bears. Not only that, but on the other side, Caleb being very careful with the football.
Joe, I've been trying to figure out why the number feels weird to me. And I guess it's playoffs and maybe they're tightening up on the line, but it just, I felt like, considering the season that both teams had and considering that it's a four-game losing streak that the Packers are walking in playing, I thought this number would be a little bit bigger. What do you make of where the line is at with the Bears-Packers?
You were thinking Green Bay would be favored by more?
I was thinking that the Bears should be the team.
The favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's funny, Lawrence, because it kind of started out that way. Once we got all the matchups on Sunday, the books really weren't sure what to do. Some were deciding, okay, let's make the Packers the favorite. Some decided, let's make the Bears the favorite. So it's a pick 'em scenario. It's very similar to Bills Jaguars. People weren't sure what to do. It took a few days, and then sharp money came in on the Green Bay side. So that's how it's gotten here, where it's Green Bay -1, -1.5, but people are torn. The odds makers I've talked to in Chicken Dinner this week, they're like, look, it's going to be two-way action, meaning both teams are going to be bet heavily. The Bears are always bet, and that's going to be the case once again. One angle that a lot of people bet every year in the wild card round especially is going against quarterbacks making their first playoff appearance. For a number of years, that has been strong to go against, right? And you have this scenario with three quarterbacks, May, Young, and Caleb. What I find interesting is that, yeah, historically, that's not good. 20-39 against the spread, those quarterbacks in that first game. But maybe it's the era of quarterbacks, how they've been dealing with pressure throughout their entire lives. You guys talk about it all the time, how Caleb isn't scared. And that's kind of played out in the numbers. If you look at the last 3 years, 14 times quarterbacks have made their playoff debut. And it's about even, straight up and against the spread. They're right around 500. So I don't think it's as much of an impact as some people believe. Now, the Bears injury report, that was good stuff today. But I think some of that early money on Green Bay was, okay, Love's coming back. You've got Jacobs. It looks like Zach Tom's going to be healthy on the right side of that offensive line for Green Bay. So I think that's why it's a slight edge. But the reality is, it's still a coin flip. You're trying to pick the winner of this game.
Looking at the six playoff games, the lowest total is the Texans and the Steelers at 38.5 on Monday. Wow. Because of that Texans defense and because of the Steelers haven't done a whole lot on offense. But the Bears and the Niners-Eagles game, both at a 44.5 total. That's low too, isn't it? What do you think? And how does the weather play in?
Very, very low. Yeah, it has already played a little bit. So the number came down one full point. As we get closer to the game, have more clarity on the weather, I think it's going to continue to drop. We are at 45.5, mid-40s, as you mentioned there. And the latest weather report is saying wind. That wind is certainly looks like it was picking up. Early in the week, that's what people were thinking. And now, a couple days out, that looks to be the case. Looks like on Saturday night, wind gusts, mid-20s in the afternoon. They're talking 30s. You guys know off the lake, that's going to be tough. Guys, that's advantage Bears, right? I mean, with that strong run game, one of the best in the league, going against that Packers defense without Micah Parsons. And obviously the Bears defense is a concern. Based on what I've seen without Parsons, I think the Packers defense is worse right now. So Manungai props. I think that's an interesting angle. Inside runs, Packers 26 EPA per play. The Bears on offense, 6 EPA per play. The Manungai prop is 42.5. For an anytime touchdown, he's plus 220. I don't think that's a bad look at all.
Is there anything else inside of the prop market for this game that has caught your eye?
Loveland.
I figured he might.
Yeah, I mean, and it's for the first time this year, last week, he was on the field for over 90% of snaps. He clearly has the trust of Caleb and Ben Johnson. Last 2 weeks, 23 targets,
yep,
guys.
Yep.
23. He was targeted against the Packers. He just didn't have those crazy numbers. The prop number for yards is 40.5. The exact same touchdown number as Manungai at plus 220. So those are the two guys that stand out to me.
Wow. That, big time. See, this is when I feel like – should be able to dominate the betting market. We have watched every snap twice of every Bears game. We know the trends. I knew that it was 10 targets, then 13 for Loveland. We know that Ben is talking all this stuff about how the route tree has expanded. So you need to find a site and bet like the 8 reception over to have some fun, right? Or like find the variable yards, find the 70 yard over, right? Go find yourself a fun prop parlay with Colston Loveland.
Yeah, the wind is the only concern, but yeah, he could pop off a big run after the catch. So sure, I mean, the last 2 weeks he's had 90 plus yards, so why not? Especially when you're facing a Packers defense like the Bears, can't get pressure. Something else that stood out, like we know about the slow starts, it's been frustrating, and we hope it doesn't happen again on Saturday night, but you know, the flurry of scoring we've seen between these two teams later in games. In the second half, guys, the total is 22.5. We've seen a lot of scoring, you know, in the final 2 minutes of games. So playing the over there, it could be a lower scoring first half once again. But I think these offenses, I mean, it's when everything's on the line, these two offensive minds are going to, what's the best play we have right now to win this game? So I could see some points in the second half.
We've talked very little about Rams at Carolina or any of the other games. Bills at Jacksonville, Chargers at Patriots, and Niners at Eagles. Is there a money line that you really, really like on those? Just a winner that could actually get you paid a little bit.
Yeah, as far as an underdog, yep. I would look at the last couple games of the weekend. First, let me go to Monday night, because you know I'm not the biggest trends player, but I think this one is ridiculous, and I think it's quite amusing that the NFL decided to put the Steelers at home on Monday night. Here's why: Steelers last 24 games, Monday night home games, they are 23-1 straight up. 23-1 straight up at home on Monday night. The only time they lost in that 24 game sample is to the Commanders in the COVID year when they didn't have fans. So I think that is very interesting. I don't have any trust really in this Texans offense right now. So you guys were just talking about Watt, and it seems like he's getting a little bit healthier. Now, the Steelers are on a 6-game losing streak in the playoffs, and if they lose, the fans are going to be screaming to fire Tomlin. Add him to the pile as well. But I think the Steelers are going to cover +3 there, and I don't think the Chargers one is a good look. They are getting 3.5 at New England on Sunday night. A lot of overreaction on Herbert. He's played in 2 playoff games. He's been awful, awful. Blew a massive lead in one game. I think it was 28-29 point lead. And then the other game, he had 4 interceptions. Mm. Well, their offensive line, they're missing so many guys. But the Patriots are not a team that pressures the quarterback a ton. So I think Herbert can hang around in that game, getting more than a field goal. I like the Chargers. I'll back Harbaugh.
Joe, do you have any sense of what the Eagles are? They're a confusing team, and I imagine when it comes to the betting market, they become even more confusing.
Yes, and what's interesting, Lawrence, is if you're going to pick one game where there's been more action, more sharp money than any other, it is San Francisco, Philadelphia. This line was sitting 4.5 earlier in the week, and now we're at 5.5. This thing might get to 6. And I was confused by it at first. I was like, this doesn't make sense. This Eagles team just doesn't blow teams out. And then the more you look at it, we saw up close and personal with San Francisco, the amount of losses on that defensive side. And then you start looking at some of the metrics. They are dead last on defense in success rate this season. Not since the injuries, all season long. They have the lowest sack rate in the NFL. They don't turn the ball over on defense. And it just feels like with the Eagles resting up, it looks like Lane Johnson is going to be returning for this one, who's massive. The in and out splits when he's on the field and not huge for the Eagles. A lot of sharp bets coming in on Philadelphia. That number is up to 5.5. Who knows how long this goes? So I haven't bet it. I don't know that I will. I might do a Saquon prop, that number 79.5. Going against that bad defense, but I think about Vic Fangio, and the only thing he's going to be concerned about is Christian McCaffrey. And then you look at that Niners team, only put 3 points on the board with the one seed on the line last Saturday. I understand why Philadelphia is getting the support.
You know those people who never smoked cigarettes and then eventually you saw them at a party smoking cigarettes? I never liked sports betting and used to rail against it. And now when I sit down to watch a Bears game, I always have a little something going. Like every time I do now. It's just how life has gone, I must admit. So like I'll have a little parlay going and I'll probably have a couple side props, maybe some Loveland after conversation. What do you do? What are you going to do for a game of this magnitude, Joe, as you sit there and watch it? How much do you have going personally?
I was very concerned waiting on the schedule because our first winter practice is Saturday at 4 o'clock. And one of my assistants is a huge Packers fan. Like we were going over the scenario. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way it's going to be during that time frame. And had it happened, we were canceling the first practice of the year. Like, no, we're not doing that. That ain't happening. I'm gonna be invested heavily. It's been a lot of fun, man. Like there have been Bears teams that I didn't like, if I'm being honest.
Right.
And Lawrence, we were working together at the time, and maybe there were times where I kind of like
you may have said something about that.
If they lost, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Right, but this is one you can bet on for fun and believe in and like do it with enjoyment.
Yes. Yes. And you're making money if you're backing the Bears. We were recording just a couple of hours ago and we were talking to an odds maker out in Las Vegas, and he's a huge Caleb Williams guy. He's originally from DC, John Murray. And he's like, look, sharp money's coming in on the Packers, but my reaction isn't, oh, wow, you know, all this respected money is on Green Bay. Green Bay is the play. That's the side you got to look out for. He said, they've been betting against the Bears all year. We'll take your money. Keep bringing it. Because how many times are you going to be proven wrong? Like, that's his perspective. All year they've been wrong on the Bears, some of the pro bettors. And they're lining up again to back on Green Bay. But, yeah, I mentioned a couple props that I like. I think, you know, maybe we'll get some scoring in the second half. So I'll certainly have a few different angles.
Joe, where can people receive Chicken Dinner?
Check it out on podcast, on YouTube, or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever the podcatcher of your choice is. Myself, Sam Paniatovich, we're expanding a little bit up to, we did a few shows this week, just recorded one that I have not posted yet. So we break down all of these 6 wild card games. And man, how awesome are these 5 days, guys? We've got college football semis the next 2 evenings.
Joe, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for rolling with us throughout this playoff thing.
I'm really looking forward to it, and hopefully we're talking about another Bears game next week.
That'd be fun.
That would be outstanding. You could check Joe out, the Chicken Dinner Pod with him and Sammy P. Go to YouTube, subscribe. Support. You want to support Joe? Subscribe to his podcast. It doesn't cost you a thing to do that. So go do that right now. And yes, one of the people in the mob was like, wait, is this replacing Matlock's? Yes.
Matlock's was a one and done. We had a good run.
This is replacing Matlock's.
I hated myself. We did it once. I hated myself. And then good night, everybody.
We had to go get a professional. So we went and got Joe.
That's right.
So that's what we were doing. Joe, you're the best, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.